This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is the opposite of what we're told nowadays. Follow your heart. Follow your feelings. Follow your truth. Your truth changes from 1 hour to the next, depending on whether the air con is working or not. Right? But follow your truth is the opposite of following hikmah. Hikmah means I've made a decision to follow something. Whether it gets easy or it gets difficult, I'm sticking with it.
This new short series is based on the findings of Dr. Saqib Hussain in his PhD thesis, Wisdom in the Quran, which was summarized and presented by Ustad Nu'man in front of a live audience. The link to the full paper is in the description.
I want to start by saying I felt the need to do this lecture series because I think this is one of the most fundamental teachings of Islam that is not focused on. We're not emphasizing this teaching. And by the end of this program tonight, I'm hoping you realize the value and the importance of hikmah and why it's, like I said at the beginning yesterday, why it's not some additional nice to have kind of thing, some additional extracurricular thing in the study of Islam. It's actually something that binds all of the teachings of Islam together. The word hikmah is associated as a verb with ihkam. Ihkam means stitching together or tightening together. Remember I told you about the jawbone yesterday that holds the face together? This is the same way Allah says about the Quran, uhkimat ayatuhu, from the same origin. The ayat of the Quran were stitched together. So you have to look at the ayat of the Quran as bound together. Ihkam in Arabic means you take a rope and you tighten it. You tighten it. And something that is well secure is something that is mustahkam. It's mustahkam. And from it comes the idea of even the word hukum, which means to make a verdict that's very well thought out. And from it comes the idea also of wisdom, which is based on knowledge and thinking that is secure. It's well thought through. It's not just a feeling you had and you just decided to do it. This is the opposite of what we're told nowadays. Follow your heart. Follow your feelings. Follow your truth. Your truth changes from 1 hour to the next, depending on whether the air con is working or not. Right? But follow your truth is the opposite of following hikmah. Hikmah means I've made a decision to follow something. Whether it gets easy or it gets difficult, I'm sticking with it. Because I have this secure mind made up to follow through. The reason I'm bringing this up in the introduction again is in the Quran, something I won't get to talk to you about in detail, but it's there in my lectures on Surah Al-Jumu'ah, is that thousands of years ago, Ibrahim alayhi salam finished building the Kaaba. And when he finished building the Kaaba, he made a dua alongside his son Ismail. And he prayed that people should come to this house and they should worship this house that's been built for the worship of one true God. And then he prayed that from their children, meaning the children of Ibrahim and Ismail, Ya Allah, raise one messenger from among our children, from the line of Ismail. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam has another child also, Ishaq, and Ishaq has Yaqub, Yaqub has Yusuf, and so on and so on and so on. Prophets, 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 prophets. On the other side, he has Ibrahim as a son named Ismail alayhi salam. And he says, Ya Allah, send one messenger among these, my children from this line. What will he do? Yatlu alayhim ayatika. He will read your ayat onto you. Wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmah. And he will teach them the book. And what did you hear? And wisdom and hikmah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, thousands of years ago, after going through all the tests that he went through, every test that he went, and Allah told him, I'm making you an imam over people. I'm making you a leader. He passes the hardest test that any prophet has ever given, and then Allah rewards him by giving him the responsibility of building the Kaaba. Then he asked Allah, Ya Allah, make this a place where everybody can come, the people that live here, make them safe, provide for them. Allah says, no, I won't. Some of your children will not be believers, and I'm not going to give them, I'm not guaranteeing anything for your bad kids. لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam, even though he did so much, now he asked Allah dua, and Allah said, I'm only accepting it partially, not fully. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam makes another dua, right? And so he changes his dua a little bit, right? And he, as he adjusts his dua, he finally gets to the final version of that dua, which Allah then accepts. And that accepted dua was, Ya Allah, among my children, give them a messenger who will read your ayat, teach them the book and the wisdom, and he will purify them. And he, thousands of years ago, Allah accepted that dua from him, that finally a prophet will come that will teach his people the book and wisdom. The reason, if Ibrahim alayhi salam is important to us, then wisdom is important to us. You understand? This is a religion of the book and the wisdom. It's what's carried from that time, that dua is echoed, and then it's coming to our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah says, Allah did a favor on the believers. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ When he raised a messenger from among them, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ He recites the ayat to them, he purifies them, he teaches them the law, he teaches them wisdom. Meaning Allah answered the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salam by sending Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Okay? So the reason I wanted to tell you that is, there's four things the Prophet does. يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ He recites the ayat. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ He purifies them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ He teaches the law. وَالْحِكْمَةِ And he teaches wisdom. What's the last item? What's the fourth item? Wisdom. It's as if wisdom is the thing that ties everything else together. It's like, you know, you put bricks together, but the bricks cannot stay together until you put cement in between. The cement that holds the entire religion together is actually hikmah. Hikmah is the thing that binds, in its meaning, is to secure something and bind something. And if we don't pay attention to hikmah, then the other parts of our religion, they start falling apart, and some people hold on to this brick, some people hold on to that brick, some people hold on to that brick. You understand? And what happens in the religion then? Some people just recite the ayat. They just recite the ayat. They don't have anything else to do with the religion. Other people say, no, I just want to purify myself. I want to purify my heart. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else. My heart, my heart, and my heart. Other people say, no, you have to learn fiqh. You have to learn the law. That's all this religion, all it is the rules. You just have to know the rules. So what happens? People pick one piece, people pick another piece, people pick another piece. And what does hikmah do? It brings them together and it binds them, and you create the perfect balance between all of the teachings of the religion. That's why hikmah is so important. And you can feel, if you observe what's happening in the way that we carried out our religion, the way you observe the Islam around the world, may Allah protect all of the Muslims and guide all of us. You know, you can feel how disconnected the religion became, how we started holding on to pieces of it. Some people this piece, some people that piece, some people that piece. And it became this disjointed thing. And then you start realizing maybe the thing missing is a conversation and a revived awareness of hikmah. Now, that's the introductory comment. Now I'm going to get to something that I talked to you about yesterday with Dawud alayhi salam and briefly with Luqman radiallahu anhu. I'm not going to go into detail about them because my plan is when I do a deeper look study of Surah Luqman, deeper look study of Surah Sa'd, when I talk about hikmah, when I talk about, you know, Luqman radiallahu anhu, then I'll talk about them in more detail. But the things I want you to know for this discussion are as follows. From Dawud we learn alayhi salam that you have to think about life experience seriously. You have to learn from what happened in your life. And you have to observe the world. You have to know what's going on in the world. If he didn't observe what was going on in the world, he would never have been able to say, إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا He wouldn't be able to say that. It's his observation of the world around him. So what does that mean for us? It's not, when somebody says, I take my Islam very seriously, it doesn't just mean I'm going to pick up Islamic books and learn Islamic books. Or I'm going to study tajweed, I'm going to memorize the Quran. That's Islam too. That's a pursuit of wisdom also. But you know what's equally a pursuit of wisdom together with that? Sociology, political science, history, anthropology, global economics, international relations, all that stuff, law, ethics, all that, and psychology, counseling. All these fields now become part of the pursuit of hikmah. You see that? So this is pretty serious because people say, oh, I want to study deen. I don't want to study dunya. That statement is lacking in hikmah and is lacking in an understanding of the definition of hikmah in the Quran. Okay, so that's one. The second is contemplating spiritual and moral principles. That's in the teachings of Luqman. What Allah has taught us through the story of Luqman, a person can think deeply and they will realize there is such a thing as a God, and one must be grateful to that God. There is such a thing as an afterlife, and everything I do has consequences, and I should treat people the right way. These basic ideas are not coming from revelation. It's a truth that is inside every human being. And if they really deeply look within themselves and the world around them and contemplate, spiritually contemplate, they will arrive at that conclusion. You know, a lot of times there are non-Muslims who arrive at these conclusions, like Luqman did. He wasn't exposed to revelation and he arrived at these conclusions. Luqman is almost like Allah celebrating people that are officially non-Muslim, but they have refigured Islam out without ever meeting a prophet. Right? That's what the Quran has done here. It's pretty amazing. So Allah is saying there are people in the world that can find out about Allah. They can find out that there is something called the Judgment Day. I know I need to be treating people the right way. They've reached that basic level of wisdom on their own, without any revelation. And a lot of those people, you know what happens with them? We find out about them that when they heard about Islam or they read the Quran or they studied a little bit, they become Muslim. And when they become Muslim, if you survey and interview hundreds of them, thousands of them, one of the common things you will find among them is they say, it felt like something I already knew. They say, it felt like it wasn't something new. It was already something inside me. And it's just like, oh, this is what I believed all along. You know, in the Quran literally says about some Christians who, when they heard about Islam and they started crying, they heard the Quran and they started crying and they became Muslim. But what they said is so fascinating. They said, "Inna kunna min qablihi muslimin." We were already Muslim before this. We just did. It's as if they're saying, we didn't even know that we were Muslim before this. And this is a pretty important fact of the Quran, because now I don't look at everybody in the world as, oh, you see a Muslim, oh, Jannah people, Jannah people, Jannah people. And then you see non-Muslims in the grocery store, oh, Jahannami, Jahannami, Jahannami. Right? This guy is ready for the barbecue. I don't see that because I don't know where they are inside in their journey. I don't know where they are. That's with them and with Allah. So my concern about what's going to happen with this person or that person, because a lot of people say, with that in mind, what's going to happen to all the non-Muslims? Really? Because on Judgment Day, before Allah starts judging you, you're going to be like, ek second, Ya Allah, ek second. What about all the non-Muslims? Can you help me with that first? Because I know it's pretty serious right now and the mountains have melted and the oceans are boiling over and all that stuff, but I'm really concerned. This is my question. Can you help me with that? Also, I was wondering about dogs. What happens to dogs? Are they going to be hot? Dogs? Anyway. So the point is, what is the Quran teaching us? You don't know who's on a journey towards a wisdom that is actually endorsed by Allah Himself. You don't know that. So our religion made us humble to the journey of those who haven't outwardly accepted Islam yet. We don't even know about them. And it made us humble towards them and even acknowledge that Allah can give them wisdom also. They can have wisdom also. And that's kind of captured and encapsulated in the story of Luqman. Okay.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.